Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode number 99. One away from a huge milestone. I started the show back in July of 2017, so gonna hit the 100 show mark next weekend. I'm so stoked about that. You are listening to Tech It Out. Thank you for letting me into your home or onto your phone. We have a great show planned for you this weekend. We'll talk about diversity in video gaming with the CEO and president of the Entertainment Software Association. You might just be surprised at who's playing games. It's not just the stereotypical 12-year-old boy. Next week, of course, is the annual E3 Video Game Expo, so expect some interviews recorded next week for Tech It Out's 100th episode. Also on this weekend's show, we'll chat about CrewGo. It's a new app that helps you and your crew, your buddies, book things to do, like sporting events and concerts. We'll learn about a new 7-in-1 device this hour that's essentially a wireless USB drive for your iPhone or iPad. It's called the DoBox Mini. And finally, Fixable will join us to chat about virtual healthcare. All of this and more on this week's Tech It Out. All right, let's dive into our first interview. Close your eyes for a moment. Well, not if you're driving, of course. But tell me what image is conjured up when I ask you to imagine what a video gamer looks like, a typical gamer. Chances are you're thinking of a 12 or maybe a 14-year-old guy, maybe playing a game of Fortnite or something of the sort. But on the contrary, you might just be surprised who is playing games today. It's a lot more diverse than you may realize. Joining us to talk about diversity in the interactive entertainment space, we're joined by the newly minted president and chief executive officer of the Entertainment Software Association, Stanley Pierre-Louis. Welcome to the show, Stanley, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, when I met you back in March, I believe, at the ESA's headquarters in Washington, D.C., I believe you were the interim president, but now I understand it's official, so congrats again. Before we talk about diversity in gaming, please tell us what the role is of the ESA.
Well, thanks for having me. ESA is the voice and advocate for the video game industry. You know, today we're a $43.4 billion industry, and that looks at software, that looks at hardware, accessories, VR equipment, and it just shows the growth and the depth of our industry. One of the things we like to do is showcase the dynamic growth of our industry. We are leaders right now in job creation, innovation, creative expression, audience engagement, and consumer protection, and we represent all those interests for video game companies of various sizes.
And what's the size of the video game industry on a global scale, Stan?
Today, the global scale of the video game industry is $135 billion, representing more than 2.6 billion people playing video games around the world.
Wow, and no signs of slowing down, that's for sure. All right. Now, contrary to popular belief, video games aren't only consumed by 12-year-old boys, like I hinted at in my introduction. What is the average or median age of a typical U.S. player today?
Well, today there are more than 164 million adults who play video games in the United States, and three-quarters of all American households have at least one gamer in them. And it just shows you the breadth and the scope of it. That's 65% of American adults. Right now, there are just as many people 50 plus and over playing as under 18, and there are more women playing video games than teenage boys. So you're looking at a very wide demographic, and the average age of a video game player today in the United States is 33 years old, 46% of whom are women.
Amazing. So nearly half of all gamers are women. And as you mentioned, a good number of them are 50 plus. I think a lot of our listeners will be shocked at those numbers. I know that the ESA publishes an annual report called Essential Facts, and a lot of that data is in there. It's a free download as a PDF from the ESA website, which we'll plug later. But Stan, this is pretty remarkable. Would it be fair to say that the types of games that are played by those who are, say, a senior would differ from those of maybe a 10 or 12-year-old? I'm sure there are, 65-year-olds who are playing Call of Duty, but generally speaking, are they different kinds of games, like puzzle games on mobile devices instead of a 3D shooter on a console?
The great thing about the video game industry today is that there's a game for everyone and there's a game for every demographic. So you're right. There are games that appeal more to younger viewers and younger players and those who are in the boomer category. So boomers, for example, do like puzzle games and Monopoly and those types of games that are played as a video game, whereas younger gamers may like the Madden sports and FIFA games. So you're seeing different kinds of game played by different demographics, and there really is a game for everyone.
And it's still fair to call them a gamer. I mean, according to your studies, your surveys, that, if just because you play on a smartphone opposed to a PC or, say, an Xbox or PlayStation or Nintendo, you're still a gamer if you're playing. Is there certain requirements you're looking for? Like, how do you determine if someone says they're a gamer? Is there any criteria there?
So what we do is we count anyone who plays video games for more than 1 hour a week as a gamer. With the growth of video games and accessories and devices, you're now able to play video game not only on consoles and on PCs, but you're able to play on mobile devices and other handheld devices. That has expanded the opportunity for people to play in all kinds. And so if you're playing on a mobile device, you're just as much a gamer as if you're playing on a PC.
And I really do think our listeners will be surprised to hear that almost half of all gamers are female. I think that's amazing. Is it a kind of game that resonates more with a female audience opposed to males?
There are certainly some games that appeal to more audiences than others. But what we've seen is that the growth and opportunity for education and for careers has led to more types of games that appeal to more people. Right now, girls who play video games are three times as likely to end up in a STEM career and to get a STEM degree than those who don't play video games. And so that just shows you the talent pipeline growing by access and opportunity.
That's great. STEM, of course, stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And I'm going to ask you in a couple of moments from now, Stan, about the people who are making the games, and is there any diversity there? I would assume so. We are chatting with Stan Pierre-Louis. He is the CEO and president of the Entertainment Software Association, or the ESA for short. We're talking about diversity in gaming, be it age, be it gender. And what about ethnic diversity, Stan?
Our industry works hard to ensure that the demographics of those who make video games better reflects the diversity of those who play the games. So we're seeing an expansion of diversity on all fronts. We look at ethnic diversity, we look at gender diversity, but we also expand that to think about other groups that have not been thought of in the diversity context. So that might mean veterans. It might mean the accessibility community. And it certainly means the LGBT community. And so what we're looking to do is expand opportunities in every sector because our audiences represent every demographic.
Speaking of accessibility, Stan, Xbox recently took a stance to include those with disabilities with their device called an adaptive controller. What's the ESA's thoughts on this? Maybe you could tell us a bit about it and your reaction.
Well, first of all, we were gratified and excited to see the positive response that the Super Bowl ad put out by Microsoft for the adaptive controller got. It's been a hallmark for our industry, a major achievement, to send a message that playing is for everyone, and that's what we want. In fact, the Xbox Adaptive Controller received an award this year by the ESA Foundation for being a champion of increasing play for everyone. We're seeing that it's impacting lives in important ways, but we're also seeing other innovations on all types of consoles to ensure that everyone can play no matter what their accessibility needs are.
Mm-hmm. Encourage our listeners to Google the phrase adaptive controller. You'll see it in action. It's a controller that doesn't leave anybody behind. It's as the name suggests, it can adapt to any sort of challenge you may have, dexterity. Maybe you don't have access to both your hands. We've seen videos of people using their feet to play games, and it really is including everyone regardless of your challenge, which I really like. Again, kudos to Xbox for that. As we wrap up, Stan, we talked a little bit about this earlier, but I just want to end off on it. How diverse is the gaming industry itself, those who are making the games? I've noticed as a game reviewer that there's been black protagonists, Asian protagonists, a lot more female leads, heroines, instead of the typical guy, or at least the option to choose the gender and skin color that you want in a game, which I think is fantastic. So we are seeing a shift as well. It's not just a boys only, Caucasian club making these games these days.
Well, as I said earlier, our industry works hard to ensure that the demographics of those who make games reflects those who play the games. We've seen, for example, the number of women working in the video game industry double since 2009, and we've seen approximately 30% of students who enrolled in video game design programs being women. And that's increasingly true of other underrepresented groups. And as I've talked about earlier, expanding that definition to not only women and ethnic minorities, but also to the accessibility community, to veterans, and to the LGBT community. More and more, our audiences demand authenticity, and so you get authenticity by bringing in the people who understand those issues and concerns the most, but also who want to reflect it in the most positive way, and that's what you're seeing in today's video games.
Love it. Thank you so much, Stanley Pierre-Louis. Keep up the great work that you do at the Entertainment Software Association. The website for our listeners to check out your stats, including the Essential Facts 2019 guide, which was just published, what would be the best place to go to?
www.theesa.com.
All right, theesa.com. Stan, thank you so much again, and congratulations on becoming president and CEO. All the best.
Thank you.
Speaking of gaming, don't forget the E3 Expo takes place in LA this week, where I will be, and next weekend's show will be mostly about E3. Thank you to Asus, the sponsor of Tech It Out, and its ROG, or Republic of Gamers, line of laptops and desktops and accessories. You got to check it out at asus.com/US/radio for Asus, ASUS, and its Republic of Gamers devices. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, You need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the Dust Bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the Dust Bunny's only natural predator. Run along, Dust Bunnies, run along.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. As much as I love the iPhone and iPad, it does have a couple of limitations, like no USB port to add more storage, for example. And what if you can use a mouse and keyboard with your iPhone or iPad? Well, a new device claims to do all of these things and more. It's called the Dubox Mini. That's D-O-B-O-X Mini. Joining us on the line to tell us all about this 7-in-1 adapter is Gabor Dooley. He's the marketing manager at FruitDock, the makers of Dubox Mini. Welcome to the show, Gabor.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me here.
And we've got you on the line all the way from beautiful Hungary. Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, Gabor, let's start right from the top. What is the Dubox Mini all about?
So Dubox Mini is a wireless hub for iPad and iPhone devices. It offers true wireless connectivity in an all-in-one hub. So we had a previous product called Dubox.
Right.
And this is similar to that. It's a version of the original Dubox, but this one doesn't have a battery, so it's more for a home use.
All right, so the Dubox Mini is the latest in your line of products, and this one is now more for home use, whereas your first product was more for mobility, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So tell us what the Dubox Mini can handle. I know I called it a 7-in-1 adapter earlier. Please walk us through what it can do if you have an iPhone or iPad.
First of all, it offers wireless connectivity. So let me share an example that's the easiest way. So, for example, you have a file on a flash drive and you want to open it on your iPhone. So currently that's not available for iPhone, or there's no way to do it. So you will just get a Dubox or Dubox Mini. You put in the flash drive into the USB port, and then you open your iPhone, open the Dubox app on your iPhone, and then you can see the files from the flash drive, and you can manage the files, delete them, manage them.
So the Dubox Mini is for a PC or a Mac? It's not to plug into an iPhone or iPad, correct?
No, it has USB-C, and you plug the USB-C to the wall. And then it has all these ports that you can plug other devices onto.
Something that can plug into the wall, even though, how do you plug USB-C into the wall?
We give you an adapter for that.
Okay, so let's just clarify then that the Dubox Mini is a device that you plug into the wall, so it's for stationary use, not for on the go. And it is a 7-in-1 adapter. It is a wireless device with storage too, right? I mean, can you copy files from, say, a computer to the Dubox Mini, and then when you're on your iPhone or iPad, you can access it?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So why would someone want to do that opposed to uploading a file to the cloud, for example?
Because it even works offline.
Oh, so even if the internet goes down, but you still need Wi-Fi, no? Or how does it wirelessly communicate?
You would need your home router.
Right, okay. It's also a multimedia player, right? I mean, you can copy, let's say, a video onto the Dubox Mini, and while it's plugged into the wall for power, on your iPhone or your iPad, you can stream content to the device, right?
Streaming is not available yet, but if you already have the file on the Dubox Mini, you just need to plug in an HDMI cable connected to your TV, and then you can use the Dubox app on your iPhone or iPad like a remote controller. And you can do the same with music.
And I understand there's also file sharing support.
Yes, if more people connect to the device, then they can easily share files without internet.
Okay, so if you came over to my house, for example, Gabor, then I can send you a 100 megabyte audiobook, for example, over the Dubox Mini. And even if you have an iPhone which doesn't have a USB port, I can transfer it to you that way, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. Are there any other features of the Dubox Mini that we've missed? So it's a 7-in-1 wireless adapter. It's a multimedia player. It's got 32 gigs of internal storage. It's got HDMI support, so you can connect it to a TV or a projector.
And what I would add is the mouse feature.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So for the first time ever, you can use a traditional mouse and keyboard on your iPad, but only inside our app. What this means that we have a built-in browser, so you can basically do everything online on an iPad with a mouse.
I've seen keyboards that work with iPads, but I haven't seen a mouse that works with iOS.
Yeah, that's true.
So it won't work on the operating system level, but inside the app, like in the browser?
Inside our app and inside our browser, it works, but outside of it, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, great, Gabor. So finally, how much does the Dubox Mini cost, and where can our listeners order one?
We have an Indiegogo in-demand campaign. So if you want to buy one, just go to Indiegogo and search for Dubox.
And that's one word, Dubox Mini.
Yes. And the current price is $109.
Okay, 109 US.
Yes.
Great. So it's called Dubox Mini, Dubox Mini. It's a 7-in-1 wireless adapter for iOS devices. Gabor Dooley, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with the crowdfunding campaign.
Thank you very much.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to learn about a new app called Krugo, built for helping you and your buddies make plans, whether it's sporting events, live concerts, and more. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
You're listening to Tech It Out, episode 99. There's so many different apps that do so many different things, but instead of a mobile application simplifying our lives, sometimes it can, ironically, complicate things. Well, a new app called Krugo aims to change all that. It's an entertainment discovery and group planning platform, be it your weekend plans with a partner or bigger group trips with your buddies. Joining us to tell us more is Kirk Morrison. He's the CEO and co-founder of Krugo, which is spelled K-R-U-G-O. Welcome to the show, Kirk.
Hey, Mark. Thanks a bunch.
So let's dive right in. What is Krugo all about?
So basically, you can think of Krugo as a digital headquarters for the plans that you're making with your friends and family. So first and foremost, it's an app to discover things to do. So whether you're just looking for something to do on the weekend, wondering what events might be going on around you, big ones and small ones as well, you can fire up the app. I think what makes it really unique, though, is really good for traveling. So if you ever pop up up in a new city. Maybe you're on a business trip or a family vacation. You're not quite sure what you're going to do on your Tuesday night or your Saturday night. You can fire open the app, pulls in all the events that are going around you, spanning sports, concerts, theater, festival, anything you might be interested in. We've got over 130,000 events from around North America that we pull in.
Oh, cool. And it uses, I'm assuming, the GPS of your smartphone to identify where you are if you're already in that city. Otherwise, you can type in a destination that you know you'll be traveling to, right?
Absolutely. So the homepage of the app uses your GPS location to show you what's going on in your immediate vicinity. So again, whether that's at home or whether you're just arriving in a new city. But if you're kind of doing some preemptive planning, maybe you've got an upcoming vacation, just simply type in the name of the destination, the dates that you'll be there, and you can browse all of the events that'll be going on.
So it's been said that good technology solves a problem, and I sort of painted one off the top of our interview. But as the founder or creator of Krugo, what was it that bugged you about the process of booking things to do in a certain city, and what led you to create the app?
I think I had like two different experiences on a regular kind of recurring basis that led, I guess, to the inspiration of Krugo. The first was being planning trips with my friends as a sports fan, a big Toronto Blue Jays fan, but living in Western Canada was always kind of looking for that next trip out to Toronto. You know, which matchup did I want to see? But it was that experience, you know, trying to find out, you know, where I was going to go, trying to make the most of the experience, that if I was going to go see a sports game, could I also see a concert? Could I see another sports game? So we called it 10-tab trip planning, because you had all the different event schedules. You were trying to compare what was going on in Boston versus what was going on in Toronto versus New York, and all the kind of pain that went along with that. I think the other experience that I had was as someone who traveled quite frequently for work. Again, same thing. If I was going to be somewhere for work, I was hoping that I could take in an event, maybe stay an extra day, and it was that kind of same experience of trying to find out, you know, are there some cool concerts in town? You know, are there any of the sports teams in town? So I think those two experiences, as somebody who was just a big event fan in general, you know, found it difficult when I was going to be in different cities to kind of pull all that information together.
So would you say the two biggest applications, Kirk, would be concerts and sporting events, or does it also handle things like restaurants or live theater?
Yeah, we've got certainly any type of event you might be interested in, whether that's a comedy show or a music festival, concerts, Broadway theater. Don't yet currently have things like restaurants, but that's definitely in the plans, is that we can help, you know, really provide you all the information you need to kind of plan out your social experience. So we can use the data about maybe where you're staying, the things that you're doing, to show you relevant restaurants that are around you. So that's really kind of the plan, is that we can start to pull all of these different things together. Maybe things that already exist in silos, you'd have to go looking for the information, but we just want to make that more accessible for people.
We're chatting with Kirk Morrison, CEO and co-founder of an app called Krugo. When you find a place that you want to visit, like let's say it is a musical theater or it is a sporting event, do you get to book it through Krugo, or does it just tell you the information and then you link somewhere else?
We have all the information on tickets available. We're partnered up with a couple of large companies, so Vivid Seats, a ticketing company out of Chicago, and Booking.com out of Amsterdam. So we actually are able to offer Krugo users access to their full inventory of tickets and properties worldwide. So when you're in Krugo, you have that information at your fingertips, so you can kind of get a sense of what the price on the tickets are going to be, you know, how much a hotel might be, all that type of stuff.
Where does the name come from?
This is kind of a funny story, I guess. You know, like with any new product, you're looking for a name that, you know, can be trademarked. Not many words left, to be trademarked. So we were just like literally fooling around with different name ideas, putting different sounds together, came up to the word Krugo, but ultimately it had kind of a deeper meaning, and, everything that we're building with Krugo is meant to be shared with groups. So where will your Krugo is kind of a tagline that we coined.
Ah, got it. Where will your Krugo? C-R-E-W-G-O, but the app is spelled K-R-U-G-O. I thought it might have had something to do with your name, Kirk, as the initial. No?
People guess that all the time. But yeah, but once you hear where will your Krugo, it usually sticks with you.
Yeah, got it. That's a great idea. How much does Krugo cost to use for us, like our listeners?
Yeah, it's absolutely free to download on the App Store or Google Play. You can use it to browse, find all the different things going on. We're adding new features literally every week. Again, the only thing that would cost you is if you do find an event you're looking for tickets, you can find those right on the app and purchase them right there.
So is that how you monetize the app? You get a percentage of that, or are there ads and other revenue streams?
There's no ads in the app. That is our monetization is through our partners at Vivid Seats and Booking.com. So if you have a good experience with the app, you find a good price on a ticket or accommodations booking, that's how we benefit is through commissions on those bookings. But same competitive prices that you'd find right from our partners directly.
Cool. So as we wrap up, you did touch on the fact that you may consider things like restaurants in the future. What else are you anticipating for Krugo in a couple of years from now?
I think, you know, really it's our goal that it's the headquarters for your social life, and it becomes a social utility in terms of making plans with your friends. So if you can think of anything that you try and coordinate with your friends that maybe is kind of a pain in the butt to do, whether that be deciding on what movie you want to go to on Tuesday nights, or, you know, there's a new restaurant in town that you're trying to get a group of people together to go check out, that's what we want to do, and to bring more content and more bookable offerings into the platform so that we can really just start to push things to our users based on their interests, rather than having to go out into the world and look for all of this information. And there's a lot of it nowadays, as we know.
Speaking of information, is there a website where we can learn more about Krugo? I know you can download the app from Google Play if you're on Android, or the App Store if you're on iPhone or iPad.
For sure. KrugoApp.com. So KrugoApp.com.
All right, Kirk, thank you very much. Sounds great. Best of luck with this app.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Before we continue on with the show, a thank you to Asus, the title sponsor for Tech It Out, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus S GX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
Here's that song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Chuck Woolery here for Blue Emu. How many pain relief ads do you hear daily? 5, 10, 15? And of course, all of them claim their new ingredient or their new formula will help. Blue Emu has maintained the same quality year after year and continues to be the number one branded Emu oil product. So don't trust hype. Trust Blue Emu to support healthy muscles and joints. Choose Blue Emu pain relief products. They work fast and you won't stink.
Available at retailers nationwide.
Hey, welcome back to Tech It Out. What if you can get pain relief and physical therapy and rehab with therapists and doctors with decades of experience, but without leaving your home? Well, a new online platform called Fixable may be able to help. Spelled P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E, Fixable was designed to help you with pain and overcome minor injuries through video programs. And now joining us on the line to walk us through how it works is Dr. Jimmy Fang, co-founder and CEO of Fixable. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fang.
How are you, Mark?
I'm great, thank you. And congrats on the launch of this new app, which is a gateway to the platform, from what I understand. So let's just start right from the top. What is Fixable's mission statement?
Yeah, Fixable empowers people to start fix their aches and pains at the comfort of their own home. And we're really pushing for people to start preventing injuries in the future as well. Our mission is actually to help 25 million people in the next 5 years to get out of pain.
All right, and let's chat about how it works. So as I hinted at in the introduction, Dr. Fang, it's a video platform that works through mobile devices. And can you talk to us about how this differs from a traditional visit to a clinic?
Absolutely. So I've been practicing for the past 10 years, and we've noticed that half the people walking through the doors, you're able to start fixing their own aches and pains with rehabilitation exercises that can be done at home. These are exercises that are based in research. So we have a team of 14 practitioners that takes this really heavy research-based solutions, and we dumb it down to very simplistic, easy-to-follow videos and feedback tools within the app to not only engage with you and show you the right solution, but also give you feedback as to how well you're doing over time.
All right. So obviously the benefit to a clinic, and you've run successful ones over the last decade or so, the benefit there is having a physician or a clinician right there with you that they can show you the, you know, and physically touch your pain points and work you through some rehab or some exercises. So in this case, though, because it's done remotely, this is a video instruction. Is it pre-recorded? Is it live? And can you get comparable results by doing it yourself?
Absolutely. So we found that the people, our initial test group that were using the solutions, were 45% of them were getting even better results than your typical clinic, because it notifies you to actually do your exercise and do your preventative on a daily basis. So you're actually always kind of progressing along the way. Hmm. In regards to the solution being the right solution for you, we're actually building AI into the solution, so it gives you the right solution at the right time and it progresses you in the right levels.
And just to go back, so these are not live videos with a clinician. This is pre-recorded videos that you would follow through?
Correct. The exercises are pre-recorded videos, but we will have a concierge that will address some of your pain points and what solutions are best for you as well.
And speaking of pain points, what are the areas of the body that you specialize in?
We're eventually going to have solutions to just about every injury and physical ailment, but we start with a basic thing like posture. Posture is, it's something that's been in the news more recently with little gadgets and as well as ergonomics. And then we work towards low back pain, which 8 out of 10 people suffer from. And usually they break down to 2 different types. So it's pretty easy to create protocols for. We'll have neck pain. We'll have for runners, IT band injuries, runner's knee, your basic solutions.
And I understand you can also help people who suffer from headaches as well.
Correct.
Talk to us about that, because that's less about physical therapy or physiotherapy and more about just pain management.
Absolutely. So headaches breaks down to a few different types of headaches. The one that we really focus on are cervicogenic in origin, meaning coming from the neck. And there are little suboccipital muscles or muscles right underneath the neck that causes these issues. And we can address those by using a simple tool as a foam roller and 3 different exercises, actually.
We're chatting with Dr. Jimmy Fang. He's the CEO and co-founder of Fixable. That's P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E. Who would you say this app is for? Is it for maybe younger sort of millennials who are more comfortable with a virtual tool like this? Or is it for maybe on the flip side, older folks who may not be as easily able to go to a nearby clinic?
Yeah, we have 2 different models. Our main demographic is about 25 to 45-year-olds, and are people who probably are not very physically active, just have been in the workforce and just noticing that their body's starting to wear down. The other use case is actually at old age homes, where where the lead exercise practitioner actually takes her solutions, guided video solutions, and gives it to a group of older population.
Okay. And so what do you need to get going? Again, I know it's an app, and we'll talk about pricing in a moment, but does it work with both iPhone and Android devices?
Yeah, our current version is available on the Google Play as well as the App Store, and you can just download that right now. We have another version coming out at the end of March, actually, that's going to be really guided and smart. We're building some machine learning, so it gives you the better solutions.
When we return on Tech It Out, we'll continue our chat with Fixable, and I'm going to specifically ask about how these videos leverage artificial intelligence. You know, if it's a one-way video, how does it help you or personalize that therapy session with the patient? So I'm curious to know about that, and I've got some other questions in mind. And you can hit me up on social media to tell me what you think about Fixable, or if you use Fixable and you like it. Again, it's spelled P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E. I'm on Twitter at @Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C underscore or underline S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. You can join the conversation. You could use the hashtag Tech It Out if you like, and let me know what you think of this service, this 21st century alternative to physiotherapy. So love to hear from you. But when we return, we will continue our chat with Fixable as we wrap up our final segment for this week's show. Coming up in a few moments, you're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're chatting with Dr. Jimmy Fang, co-founder and CEO of Fixable, that's spelled P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E. We're learning about a way to get pain relief, physiotherapy, and rehab with therapists and doctors through your phone instead of going to see someone in person. Now, before the break, Dr. Fang, you mentioned how these videos will apply AI or artificial intelligence. Can you give us an example on how AI or machine learning would affect the videos if it's pre-recorded and, you know, how do you get that feedback loop in there?
Right. So it asks you questions along the way as to how well you're getting over time, as well as it'll ask you the right orthopedic questions. So it points you to the right solutions and also it caters and learns from the platform and learns from the signs and symptoms from patients. And over time, we can actually create better solutions that and better research for actually in-house, in-clinic use as well, exercise really work.
I was just going to say, yeah, I'm sure you can benefit from the data on that. Is there or will there be a web version for those who prefer to do this in front of a computer?
Yes, they'll be with the launch.
Okay, there we go. And then finally, how much does Fixable cost?
As cheap as $5 a month on a subscription basis, and we're actually lobbying to get our solutions covered by your work benefits.
Oh, and what's the process like for that? Do you have to? It sounds challenging, but you have to.
We're currently in talks, in late talks with two insurance companies right now. So our main thing is to get that adopted as just the ability for you to submit your form when you pay for Fixable to get that cover. And eventually we want to be a preferred provider because ultimately our solution is significantly cheaper. It's actually up to 95% cheaper than your traditional in-clinic cost, which, you know, you still need clinic care, I believe. There's still hands-on stuff and acupuncture and things that you can definitely use hands-on care. We're not the end-all, be-all solution for every solution, but it's a great starting point. And we also refer back to the clinics when it's something that we can't cover.
Okay, so for some, it depending on what they're suffering from, it may be just enough and what they can afford as well for the, sounds like the price of a cup of coffee per month.
But absolutely.
For others, it would augment what they can do in person, such as acupuncture and other hands-on therapies that could better help that condition. So that makes sense, and it isn't a one-size-fits-all scenario. I respect that. All right, so the website to learn more is fixable.com, right? P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E, or you can just go to the App Store or Google Play and download the app to get going.
Correct.
All right, Dr. Jimmy Fang, thank you. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck with Fixable.
Thank you, Mark.
For the remaining moments on this week's Tech It Out, I thought I'd dip into the old mailbag and answer some questions from you, our valued listeners. One is asking about videos on their smartphone. I have too many of them, so much that I've run out of storage. I've moved these videos to my computer, but do you know of any free software I can use to create a DVD to show my family? So you've successfully accomplished the first step, which is to transfer the videos from your smartphone to a computer. That's great. The next step is to create a slideshow that you can either upload to social media or burn to a disc, as you talked about, playing it, back in a DVD player or a Blu-ray player or a game console. So you've got those two choices. One is to keep it digital. Another one is to copy those files onto a piece of plastic to play elsewhere. While it's not part of Windows any longer, you can still download Windows Movie Maker if you're familiar with that program. You could just Google Windows Essentials to find and download that. And it is easy to drag and drop the photos and videos into the desired order. You can add transition sequences and special effects, add music and captions, and even narration if you like. There are other highly rated and free movie making programs as well. And of course, for Mac, Apple's own iMovie may already be pre-installed on your computer, and that's a great pick right there. Next up, make sure that you have an internal or external DVD burner to create that disc, or copy the video to a USB thumbstick, a thumb drive, and plug it into many new TVs, or upload it right to YouTube or Facebook or Instagram if you like. And then finally, be sure that you back up those irreplaceable photos and home videos. Maybe you're going on spring break, like we talked about this hour, and you don't want to lose those movies, so upload them to a free cloud provider like Microsoft's OneDrive, there's Dropbox, iCloud, or Google Drive, to name a few. And also, hedge your bets. Also do offline storage, like a hard drive from Western Digital or a flash drive from SanDisk, for example. You could send me your tech questions, too, at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's T-E-C-H at M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. Or you can hit me up on social media. Thank you to my sponsor. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio to check out all of their cool products. Again, that's asus.com/us/radio. And yes, the company is pronounced ASUS. I know that for years I called it ASUS, and many other people do it as well, but they've clarified with me that it's ASUS. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Wishing you a fantastic week ahead, and I look forward to chatting with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's NMLS number 3030.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A sigh of relief on both sides of the southern border as President Trump says he will now not impose tariffs on Mexico Monday as threatened. Mr. Trump saying both countries reached a signed agreement late yesterday for Mexico to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through its country. Financial analyst Hillary Kramer says a hardline approach was needed to force Mexico into taking action.
President Trump needed to do this because Congress is not cooperating. And the, for example, 248,000 Central Americans that made their way across our border since October, it's costing billions of dollars to the United States system and economy, and also taking jobs away from Americans or those who are here validly.
Kramer is editor of the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media, parent company of townhall.com. NASA is opening the International Space Station to private citizens for a hefty price of $58 million for a round trip. Accommodations will run about $35,000 per night for trips up to 30 days long. First trips expected next year. Utah Senator Republican Mitt Romney says he may not endorse President Trump for a second term.
Romney says he's not sure if he'll support another Trump presidential bid and that he may not throw his weight behind anyone during the 2020 campaign. The former GOP presidential candidate tells reporters that he doesn't think endorsements are worth a thimble of spit. Romney says he believes Donald Trump will likely win re-election in 2020, though it's not a sure thing. Romney has supported the president on some issues, but has also been a tough critic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And in the NBA and NHL championship action, both leagues have the night off. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Tech giant Google, known universally for its search engine, also has fingers in a number of other pies like online advertising, email messaging, and video.
Governments around the world are becoming increasingly unnerved by the power amassed by major technology companies. The dominance of Google in search, Facebook in social networking, and Amazon in e-commerce are raising the sharpest concerns. In the most dramatic scenario, a case might be made for breaking the companies into smaller pieces. News reports say the U.S. Justice Department is readying an investigation of Google's business practices in search in other areas and whether they violate antitrust law.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Neither the company nor the Justice Department will confirm or deny that a probe has been launched. Federal Trade Commission, which shares competition oversight with Justice, made an antitrust investigation of Google, but closed it back in 2013 without taking action. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Wells Fargo's agreed to pay at least $385 million to settle a California lawsuit alleging it signed up thousands of auto loan customers for costly car insurance without their consent. And that resulted in many having their vehicles repossessed.
The bank filed the agreement at a federal court in Santa Ana. It still needs a judge's approval. Another defendant, National General Insurance, agreed to pay $7.5 million. San Francisco-based Wells Fargo confirmed the agreement Friday and called it an important step in making things right. The bank statement said it will be sending checks to affected customers. Patrick Foss reporting.
A judge in Venezuela has ordered a trial in the case of six American oil executives held for 18 months on corruption charges that have contributed to tensions with the U.S. During a hearing on Friday, the judge dismissed a defense request. The six employees of Houston-based Citgo be released from prison and the charges against them dropped. 15 previous hearings had been canceled. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Pop Tech Radio. I am Mike Etchart, and I hope you're having a great day. It is good to be here. We today are talking about cord cutting. If you don't know what that is the kind of activity of finding alternative ways to get the programming that you watch outside of an expensive cable subscription. So, not sure where you are in that spectrum yet. You might be well down the cord cutting road, or you might still have a cable package, which likely is north of about $100. I think it's up to almost $150, depending on who your cable provider is. And so today we're going to talk about how to kind of work around that and how that happens. For me, where I lived for many years, I had a cable connection like everybody. And when it started to get over $100, maybe 10 years ago, I started to get concerned. I switched to DirecTV, and that was another option where I live, of course. And kind of the same thing, you know, it was an expensive procedure to get, or an expensive adventure, I should say, to get all of the stuff I wanted to watch. And back in those days, I was a big fan of TiVo. I loved to sort of tape a lot of the programs that I watched. And to do that, I needed, of course, a big palette of channels that were available to me. But at some point, it got very expensive. And kind of when the economy crashed back in the 2007, 8, and 9, I kind of started to reassess. And that's when I kind of started to consider doing it another way. And, of course, the legal way. There were always ways you could find a lot of television programming on the Internet if you knew where to look. But I'm not a big fan of kind of stealing content like that. I wanted to pay for it. That was important to do that, as having worked in the entertainment business myself. So I tried a lot of different things over the years, you know, to kind of get the definition straight. A lot of these services are called OTT, means over the top, so that you get television programming not via cable, not via satellite, but you get it over your internet connection. So a lot of things we're going to talk about today is what that means, what are the offerings in over-the-top services, And another thing you may have heard about over the last 3 or 4 years now, some of these products called skinny bundles have kind of come to the marketplace. These are smaller television packages that allow you to watch certain TV channels, not all of them. But a lot of this kind of depends on what you're interested in. That's kind of the hard part of all this is you might want a completely different set of shows than I want. And are the major networks for television important to you? I do like sports. I do like to watch the Super Bowl and the playoffs. I don't necessarily watch all the games during the season, but I do kind of a postseason sports fan. And here in the Southern California area, I'm a fan of the L.A. Dodgers, and the L.A. Dodgers did a deal a number of years ago with what was then, I think it was Time Warner, that they got exclusive rights to the Dodger games. So very few Dodger games, you have to have a package that has Time Warner. Time Warner has not done a deal with DirecTV or Dish, so you kind of have to be a Time Warner customer to get the Los Angeles Dodgers where I live. And being a big fan, I like to watch those games. And if you don't have something that is related to Time Warner, you're not watching the Dodgers at all. So a lot of different choices you have to make as you survey the landscape of what is out there. But we've come a long way in the last few years. The first skinny bundle I did was something called Sling TV, and they had a couple different packages. And I think they're about $20 when the smallest package. I tried DirecTV Now. That was my next kind of skinny bundle offering, and that was around $22, I recall, so a little bit less. Don't forget, you're still paying for an internet connection, though, and that's gone up. That's about $50. So on top of that, you know, you kind of shoehorn in these other services. I don't know about you, but I'm a Netflix fan and subscriber, so of course Netflix is one of the things I also have at my house, and I'm an Amazon fan, and Amazon is a funny different sort of an animal because you get a lot of Amazon content for free if you are an Amazon Prime customer. And I get essentially that content for free. So there's a lot of shows I watch on Amazon. So I try to be judicious and choose the things as best as what my family and I like to watch. And I kind of come in and out of HBO depending on the season. Game of Thrones is one of my favorite shows. And so I do subscribe from time to time. So that's kind of the great thing right now about cord cutting is most of these services, in fact, I don't think any of them require a long-term commitment like a cable commitment is, typically 2 years, whether it's with satellite or whether with it's a cable connection. So the great thing about cord cutting at its first level is basically you can kind of try different things out, stop them, start something else without any penalties, which is huge. You still have to have that internet connection. And you have to have a pretty fast one. So depending on where you live, that might be kind of constraining. But that is kind of the world of cord cutting. Right now I am with a service that is with Spectrum. Spectrum, of course, used to be Time Warner. It's now called Spectrum. And I have something called Spectrum Choice. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And I mentioned Amazon, but as we sit here in mid-March, the field is going to get a lot more crowded. We're going to talk about that also. All these choices for television and content that are coming down the road, and they're hopefully going to save some money with that. So that is what we are talking about today, cord cutting. How does it work in your world? How can it work? And we've got an expert coming on right after this. So buckle in. We're going to talk about all the different options that are out there, what's coming down the road this year. So we are covering cord cutting today on PopTech Radio, so stay with us. We're coming right back after these words. It's going to be good.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Homebuyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z homebuyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Hey, welcome everyone. Welcome back. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchard here. And we, as I mentioned in the first segment, are talking about cord cutting, and who better to have than the creator, the founder, the proprietor of CordCuttersNews.com. His name is Luke Bauma. Luke, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we were chatting, actually, just before we came on the air, that you've been doing this 6 years. So 6 years ago, you made that fateful decision to cut the cord. What prompted that, and kind of how did you get to where you are now?
Well, about 6 years ago, my daughter was just born, our first kid. Had a house, had student loans, had a car payment, and we're like, something's got to change here, or our bills are too high. The $110 a month for DirecTV kept coming up, and it's finally what had to go.
Similar to me. So, you know, I kind of got into this about 3 years ago when I started to make, maybe 4 years ago. But, you know, 6 years ago, you didn't have a lot of choices. There weren't a lot of options. So what did you do to get anything at that time?
Yeah, 6 years ago, there was no Sling TV, DirecTV Now, YouTube TV, or anything like that. So we already had Netflix and Amazon, and then we added Hulu. So it really was only a $6 ad at the time. And what we found was, before we canceled DirecTV or cable TV, wherever you may have, was we were watching everything on demand. And Hulu had most of what we watched on demand already later on. So we just went down that path. You add in things like an antenna for locals, but it was a sacrifice back then that today you don't have to make. Today you can just get a Sling TV or a YouTube TV and watch ESPN, watch Fox or CNN or MSNBC, whatever you may want.
Well, let's talk about antennas and over-the-air television for free, which where you live, clearly that is an option. So unfortunately, where I live, I can get exactly zero television stations over the air for free. How do people find out if they can get it?
Yeah, I've been there. Mark Twain National Forest, zero over the air channels. But for most Americans, you will be able to get over the air channels. They say about 90% of Americans are covered. And there's many websites like antennaweb.org that will allow you to enter your address or just your zip code if you would like and see what channels are available. Where I live down here, a little outside of Austin, I get 47 channels. That includes all the ABCs, Fox, CBSs, and more for free with an antenna.
That is amazing. And you're not exactly in a city center, right? You're a little bit outside of a city, but you can still get that many channels. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I live an hour outside of Austin, Texas, but we get I get multiple locals because I get them from the Waco, Texas, and the Austin, Texas area. So we get really great coverage here.
Oh, okay. So, and you're getting, of course, the major networks. You're getting some of like the PBS stations, I assume. So you got 47 for free.
for the cost of a relatively inexpensive antenna? And was that hard to set up? And was, is that relatively easy for kind of the average Joe to hook up one of these new digital antennas?
They're very easy. I at first had an indoor antenna. You just screw it in the back. You set it next to your TV. And I had about 14 stations. But there are companies like even Dish who will come to your home. And that's what I did. I had them get on the roof, put an outdoor antenna, wire it in. They sold me the antenna and hooked it up for $150.
No.
It was all set.
Oh, my goodness. That's a heck of a deal. That's just a little over 1 month's worth of cable, if we can put it in those terms. And suddenly you are hooked up with 40 channels. So that's kind of the first tier for anybody deciding to kind of cut the cable, right? It's find out, A, if you can stream in some free over-the-air high-def TV stations.
Definitely, because I find most readers that I talk with, the main thing they want is ABC, Fox, NBC, the CW, yeah. And all that's free.
All that is free. That is fantastic. But there are places, and I'm in one of them, unfortunately, where you can get zero of those channels. So for me, that's always been kind of the challenge with cord cutting in my little area where I live, which is a fairly rural area, I should say. And, you know, I'm in Southern California. Mountains and things like that and valleys makes it hard for some people down here to get that. So let's actually take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about skinny bundles and when did the cable companies start to realize that, uh-oh, they had a problem? And they started to kind of address that in different ways. And we'll talk about that. We've got Luke Bauma. He is from cordcuttersnews.com. We're talking about cutting the cord. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to ditch your cable plan and join the dark side with different ways to do that? So we're coming right back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart with my good friend Luke Bauma. He, of course, from cordcuttersnews.com. And check his YouTube channel out. He's a great resource, actually, if you are thinking about getting into the cord cutting business, as many of us are. And so, Luke, in the first segment, we were talking about, of course, over-the-air free TV for many of our citizens of this country that have that, which sadly I do not. But let's talk about kind of what was going on with the cable companies. So you did this 6 years ago. I kind of jumped in about 3 years ago. When did the cable guys go, uh-oh, we've got a problem?
Yeah, about 3, maybe 4 years ago, Sling TV kind of broke the glass ceiling. They're owned by Dish, but they launched a live TV streaming service, and they called it Sling TV, and it offered, for at the time, $20 ESPN 1, 2, Disney Channel, and a ton of other content out there. And for the first time, you didn't have a contract, you didn't have equipment rental, hidden fees, and more, but you could stream cable networks. And it really changed cord cutting forever.
And I had it early on. I come from the entertainment business. And back, let's say, in the 90s and early 2000s, we kind of referred to a lot of these cable providers rather meanly as dumb pipes. The cable providers, they didn't own any of their own content. They had to license content. And one of the challenges, of course, for, let's say, Time Warner was that they bought a lot of these channels in packages from the content creators, from the major studios and those folks. So they didn't necessarily have the ability to get a la carte programming, for lack of a better word, which is kind of what we all wanted. You wanted to just basically choose the channels you wanted and pay as little as possible. They didn't buy them that way. How did Sling and then Dish, how were they able to kind of make that happen in those early years?
Well, I think desperation. They saw the numbers going down, even though there wasn't a true replacement for cable at the time. And it was an experiment that now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon with. I think it's at the point now where if you're not looking for other ways to reach your customers, you're getting left behind. And now we're seeing Disney going direct to consumers, cutting out the middleman.
Yeah.
ABC's doing the same and more.
So everybody kind of read the writing on the wall then. You're kind of putting that line in the sand about 3 years ago. How was the reaction to Sling when it first came out? Because I remember seeing it, in fact, at the Consumer Electronics Show and being pretty excited about it. Was it met with an avalanche of success, or was it sort of moderate success when they first rolled it out?
Well, Sling hasn't really said on their end how they thought went at launch, but it seems to have done better than expected because earlier on, if you remember, they got slammed and a lot of their servers went down and it sounded like a lot more people signed up than they thought they would. And very quickly, PlayStation View jumped on, followed by many of the others today like DirecTV Now, YouTube TV, Hulu, and more. So it seems to be doing well. And now there's millions of people just getting their TV, both locals and cable networks, streaming online.
Now, you know, when we first started talking about this, you mentioned that it was, you know, about $110 you were paying for DirecTV, let's say 6 years ago, so 2013, more or less. I have a friend in the business who is a writer, Brent Butterworth. He writes for The Wirecutter and other great online sites and magazines. And his kind of running theory is that no matter how you slice it, we're going to be spending about $100 a month, whatever your mainstays are. And as these companies now, because you mentioned, so Sling TV, and the first package I had was $19.95 a month. When did it go up?
Yeah, Sling TV is now $25, and that happened about a year ago. So they had about 2.5 years of selling at $20. Compare that to cable, where they're going up sometimes twice a year.
Yeah.
It's still a great deal. There's been many studies that say the average cord cutter saves about $85. The average Comcast bill, if I'm remembering this correct from a recent study, is $150 a month just for the TV side, not counting internet. So there's still a lot to save there, and it really depends on what you want.
And one of the reasons I certainly appreciate all the work you do on your website and on your YouTube channel is you kind of talk a lot about there's not one size fits all. It sure depends on what you watch and what you're interested in and what your needs are. So it's kind of hard to give advice to people without knowing all of that backstory, right?
Yeah, that's the great thing about cord cutting. Cable says, hey, we have 3 or 4 packages, and you're going to have to pick one of these packages, and too bad if this isn't really what you want. Where with cord cutting, heck, if you like anime, you can get a service that does nothing but anime. If you like fishing, there's whole apps about videos and nothing but fishing and outdoor life or news and more. So you really get the chance to build your own package how you want it and pay what you want. I know cord cutters who pay nothing for TV. They use an antenna, some DVDs, and that's it. Other people may add in Netflix and Hulu, and they're very happy with it. Others may say, I really want ESPN Live. So they get ESPN through a live TV streaming service, and that works for them.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, though, because all of this stuff is, I don't know if you're even using its phrase anymore, these sort of over-the-top services, OTT, which referred to, of course, anything that's sort of streamed, but at least in my neck of the woods, as all of these guys are consolidating, now Spectrum is the one in my neighborhood, boy, I'm sure seeing my internet charges go up constantly, and I'm assuming that is happening nationwide as well.
Yeah, the lack of competition in the world of home internet has been a major issue, but that's changing. Last year, Verizon was one of the first major wireless providers that made it a 5G home internet service available for $55 a month for like 300 down, no data cap. T-Mobile is launching one, AT&T, Dish is getting into it, and more. So soon, instead of having maybe two or three, if you're lucky, internet providers, you may have 8, 9, or 10 home internet providers through something called 5G home internet.
All right, that is fantastic. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We are talking with Luke Bauma. He, of course, is from cordcuttersnews.com. We're talking about cutting the cable, letting yourself go free. We got more when we come back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Cord cutting, getting rid of that bloated cable package and self-selecting the things that you really want to watch. And Luke, in the last segment, you mentioned the approaching 5G, and that, it sounds like, is going to give us more internet choices, certainly where I live. And this is probably a similar situation for many listeners and many folks that are interested in doing this. I had DSL at some point. DSL, of course, is tethered a bit by the distance you are from the central phone office in your community. I'm right at the end. So while I can get DSL, it's not great. So I really have one choice. And that choice in my neighborhood is Spectrum, and that's, of course, a cable internet service. But 5G is going to open the door a little bit. So this is going to be over-the-air internet connection, right? For 5G, I assume we're not going to be needing any sort of cable connection or any sort of wired connection. This is going to be over-the-air like our cell phones. When do you think it's going to really kind of roll out pretty big? Because I know it's starting. We've done a show on that. It's going to be a bit, right? We're still maybe a year and a half, 2 years away, I'm thinking.
Verizon's planning to expand into 30 more markets this year. T-Mobile is talking about launching it this year. Even AT&T is hinting that this year may be the year they go live, along with Dish and others. The problem has always been having to dig up everyone's yard, right? Run a new wire to each home in a town is very expensive, very time-consuming. Well, 5G is like the next generation of cell phone data. So you had 3G, then 4G, and now 5G, but it's really built for home internet. And the idea is you put one of these towers in a neighborhood, and now you connect a few hundred homes instead of having to physically dig up each home.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I'll be honest. I am ready for some competition in my neighborhood for my internet dollars. And I guess one of the other things to consider, you mentioned you had, at the time, a young child. You know, from my house with two kids and a wife and me watching TV, sometimes four of us are watching different things on different devices. And I got to think that is kind of the standard where home entertainment is going. And boy, we have such high data needs. And even with our pretty fast Spectrum connection, I notice clogs. And I'm guessing that's everybody's situation.
Yeah, one of the main issues with that is you can have the fastest internet in the world, but you can still see buffering, right? You play Netflix, all of a sudden it stops and that little wheel starts spinning. Well, what often is happening is poor Wi-Fi. You may have great speed, but if your Wi-Fi signal is weak, that may be the big cause. So we always say make sure you have strong Wi-Fi, or if you can, use an Ethernet cable.
Yes, and in fact, I'm on an Ethernet cable right now, and that makes a huge difference. Now, I know you guys are talking about there's going to be a fairly big announcement. We're having this conversation in mid-March, and at the end of this month, my friends from Apple might have some sort of an announcement, which I believe you're going to be covering on your YouTube channel as well. What do you think they're going to talk about at the end of the month?
Well, we know they are announcing stuff. What is the big question? Bloomberg says it's going to be a new streaming service meant to take on Netflix. We've known Apple is producing original content, kind of like the Netflix originals. They're trying to strike deals with partnerships of other studios like HBO, Showtime, and Starz. Maybe we'll learn exactly what this new streaming service from Apple will be.
And they've been teasing something for a number of years. They were going to bring out a TV, an Apple television. Anyway, that never came to pass. And then there was another thought that some sort of service, maybe it would be a TV service, maybe not. It's appearing that it's going to be similar to Netflix, perhaps. If I'm Netflix, I got to think it might be an uncomfortable year because at least the things that I know of. So we've got a potential Apple competitor to Netflix. Disney's going to be introducing a service called Disney Plus, which is likely going to be another Netflix competitor. Now that AT&T owns Warner Brothers, and I think that new joint venture is called Warner Media, they might have something. So I guess as consumers, we are going to suddenly, maybe by the end of the year, instead of having Netflix, we might have a choice of four. What do you think that's going to do to Netflix?
Well, I think Netflix is so far ahead. The more interesting thing is a lot of the smaller streaming services out there. Will they survive? And it's the open market. It's what we always dreamed about, right?
Yeah.
Unlimited options. Some will work. Some won't.
What is your makeup right now at your house?
Right now, well, I have everything.
You pay for it. Put it that way.
At home, I've actually been playing around with the Roku TVs. Very, very happy with those. Okay. Thousands and thousands of apps to pick from, many of them 100% free.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty cool. So that's with Roku. As we mentioned in the first thing, you're covered with over-the-air, so you don't need to get the major networks. You don't need to pay for those, right?
Yeah. So I typically just have like a Netflix, Hulu, Amazon at home. And then during football season, that's the great thing about cord cutting, I'll get a live TV streaming service so I don't miss any of my football games on ESPN or FS1. Then football season ends, and I cancel it. No contract.
Interesting. All right. So I have something that I think I might have alluded to before you came on. To the best of my knowledge, it is not available to everybody. I got an email notice about maybe 10 months ago from Spectrum offering something called Spectrum Choice to me, and it's basically all the major networks I do need, and that's what kind of makes cord cutting for me a little bit of a challenge. With this Spectrum Choice, I'm getting everything that you can probably get for free over the air. So the PBS stations, the major networks, et cetera. I'm getting all those for free. And then I get to choose 10 other cable network, I suppose. So I chose ESPN and History Channel and some other things. And that is $19.99. And that is, I've been told it's going to stay that price for 2 years. Have you heard of Spectrum Choice? And I've mentioned to other people that have Spectrum, they tried to get it and they can't get it. You had to have been offered it.
Yeah, Spectrum Choice is the first real a la carte TV, or at least as close to it as we've ever come. I believe it's $24.99 right now for new subscribers.
Okay.
It's rolled out. You have to be a Spectrum Internet customer.
Yes.
And then you can add this. And you're right. You get your locals. You get a bunch of music channels I don't think anybody really cares about, but they're there. And then you get to pick 10 channels. You want the Weather Channel, ESPN, CNN, et cetera. You pick what you want. And there you go. This has been the dream of TV for some time. Spectrum was the first to do it. They did at first. It sounds like when you got it was the time where it was like, okay, only in these specific towns.
Yes.
Since then, they've rolled it out to additional markets.
Spectrum Choice. All right, on that note, we've got to take a quick commercial break. We are talking with Luke Bauma. He, of course, of CordCuttersNews.com. So stick with us. We're coming right back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Ward's Large Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart and Luke Bauma from cordcuttersnews.com. We are talking about getting rid of that hellacious cable bill and replacing it with, well, it depends on what you're interested in. We were just talking about Spectrum Choice, the new thing that I have. And now, Luke, you mentioned in the last segment that is now available to any Spectrum customer. So it is the closest thing that exists for true a la carte. Are you hearing any rumblings from any of the other major cable companies that maybe they're going to roll out a similar thing?
Spectrum is leading the charge in a la carte TV. Of course, Comcast and others have their own streaming service that you can get if you're a Comcast customer, but they're more like the Sling TVs and the YouTube TVs. So hopefully more move in that direction. Discovery, though, just announced they plan to take some of their smaller channels from their Discovery and Scripps and start selling them directly to the end consumer, bypassing Spectrum, bypassing Comcast, and going straight to you.
Interesting. Essentially, CBS did this, gosh, maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, with their CBS app. Again, we're kind of back to that scenario where you really have to be judicious, because it's very easy to suddenly have that $100 bill again, doesn't it?
You know, it really comes down to self-discipline. You pick what you want, you know, and again, you be careful. But the great thing is there's no contract. So I, like I said, during football season, get a live TV streaming service. When Silicon Valley and HBO comes out, I'll get HBO Now. But when Silicon Valley ends, done. Maybe Game of Thrones is your thing. I find by rotating services, I can try out a ton of services, watch more content than I ever want, and still pay a lot less.
Yes, and I'm finding myself following kind of a similar route. And you mentioned Game of Thrones, and that is my thing. So I've recently resubscribed to HBO, rewatching some of the old episodes in preparation for the big April 14th day of the last season. And that's refreshing, I got to say. And I went through Sling TV, I've had DirecTV Now, and now I'm with Spectrum Choice. So Sling, of course, is owned by Dish. Is there anything on the horizon offering some of these skinny bundles? Or we kind of have the players are set now, or might somebody pop in new?
Well, there's still a few more out there. T-Mobile has said they intend to launch a TV service sometime this year. We'll have to wait. That one a lot of people are excited about. There's a lot of smaller companies out there launching services. VidGo is one that will be launching a live TV streaming service for U.S.-based channels this year. So I think we're far from done. We're still in the very early days of cord cutting, where really anybody can win right now and become the biggest service out there.
In the entertainment business, we used to refer to a lot of these companies as dump pipes, the cable providers, because they licensed content and they delivered it. That's all they did. That, of course, has changed. Universal is owned by Comcast. Warner Brothers now is owned by AT&T. So a lot of these cable guys have gotten in the content business. Was that to kind of protect them from this kind of end around that now is seeming to be available to consumers, to kind of bypass them and go directly to the content creators?
Definitely seems to be a rush to buy up what you can right now in an effort that maybe if I own a bigger piece of this pie, as cord cutting shrinks it, I'll be okay. So you see things like AT&T buying DirecTV and Time Warner and Comcast buying NBC Universal and more. Will that work out for them? We'll have to wait and see. But it does mean that they're cutting off the middleman. You know, back in the 90s, it was all about cut off that middleman. Well, now we're seeing that come to TV.
Yes, we are. But it's funny, you know, the challenge that I'm seeing or that I'm kind of sad about is, like a lot of things in a lot of different industries, these media companies, we're seeing them consolidate. And so at the end of the month, I think the Disney-Fox deal will be done. So there's going to be five major movie studios now instead of six. Are there any kind of new guys, maybe from Silicon Valley, that are wanting to jump into this? Or is it still kind of the big media companies and cable providers and cellular telephone companies?
We're definitely seeing a lot of new companies pop up. Of course, you got Netflix and Hulu and Amazon, who have been creating great original movies and TV shows and winning awards. We got a lot of smaller ones popping up. The original founder of the Discovery Channel wasn't too happy with what he was seeing on the Discovery Channel, so he went and launched something called Curiosity Stream, which is basically classic Discovery Channel content, even with some of the original early hosts, now streaming online for like $2.99 a month. Tons of content.
Wow. Now, you know, one thing that I notice is, you know, depending on how old you are, I think I'm finding myself on the older end of the spectrum. But, you know, there used to be this crazy thing, old technology, called TV Guide. How does one kind of find out about the entire sort of universe the entire universe of what is going on with content and channels and television, with loosely television options. What's the best resource for finding? Because it is a gigantic landscape. And maybe the answer is Cord Cutters News.
Well, there are tons of websites out there trying to answer that question. But recently, the streaming players have been working to address that issue. Roku has the Roku channel, which consolidates a bunch of content in single place. Amazon on the Fire TV on the home screen recommends content, try to help you discover it. Apple has their Apple TV app for the Apple TV and iPhones and more that does the same thing. So it is kind of that discovery phase, finding it all out. Of course, you can follow a site like CordCuttersNews.com. And you can also check out your streaming player or your phone. Amazingly, a lot of these devices are becoming aggregators to bring you content.
Right, exactly. And that sort of service has always been incredibly important for any sort of content delivery, having those aggregators and getting that information as to what's out there. What has you most excited kind of on the horizon as you look kind of, let's say, the next 18 months? What are you pretty excited about?
Well, 5G that we already talked about will change the world by making internet cheaper and more available. But I'm very excited about a lot of the new streaming services. Of course, we have Disney Plus coming out, which is going to be a family-focused streaming service that will reportedly include all the back catalog of Disney movies, plus new originals. You have T-Mobile TV coming out with a new, quote, disruptive live TV experience to take on the cable providers and more. And then you have a flood of smaller services, like NBC News is launching a free news service with 8 hours of live programming every day. If you want to watch NBC News, you don't have to pay for cable anymore. These are the things I think that are most exciting. We're so young into this. So many people are just now jumping into it. What Cord Cutting looks like today will look very different a year from now.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio with Luke Bauma from CordCuttersNews.com. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, it's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchard, or my friend Luke Bauma from CordCuttersNews.com. You know, one thing I didn't really cover, Luke, in this wonderful interview with you is talking about the device that you use to connect your television to all of this wonderful content. I happen to be an Apple TV guy. We talked earlier about Roku. Of course, you can use smart TVs, and there's also a Google device. Is there anything else in the kind of the hardware world that's here or coming to just kind of basically make that connection?
Well, the big ones, of course, are the Rokus, the Fire TVs, and the Apple TV. But you probably already have a streaming player at home, right? Your TV may already have a bunch of apps on it for Netflix. Mm-hmm. Your DVD player, if you have a gaming system like an Xbox or a PlayStation, you're probably already set. You really can't go wrong with any of them. They all pretty much now have the same apps. It's kind of like iOS and Android. They both kind of do the same thing. They do it a little differently, and it's really a personal preference on which one you like.
Do you have a sense of who's kind of winning that battle? You know, what is, when you look at the landscape of market share from the main devices, let's say Amazon, Google, Apple, Roku, and others, is it all pretty even, or is there kind of a market leader in that world?
Roku is dominating within the United States. Over 50% of streaming players sold in the United States is a Roku player.
Wow.
Fire TV is next in line, followed by the Apple. Of course, you have smart TVs and game systems, which kind of slip in there somewhere in the middle. And then at the bottom, you have the Android TVs from Google.
And are we likely to see another player jump into that? Is that market kind of set, so to speak?
It's kind of become set as Roku is licensing their software to TV manufacturers. Android is doing the same. So it's kind of everybody who's coming in is either picking between Roku or Android.
Gotcha. And then in terms of content, so we did talk about Disney Plus. We did talk about this new potential Apple thing. We've got a potential AT&T Warner Brothers offering of some sort. You did mention T-Mobile. Is that T-Mobile also expected to be kind of in the similar vein as, for lack of a better phrase, the Netflix model? Or is that going to be maybe something different? And then beyond that, what's further down the road that you know about?
Reportedly, T-Mobile service would be more like a Sling or a PlayStation View type service, a live TV service. As far as things coming down the road, Warner Media is launching a new streaming service now that they're owned by AT&T. It will include a bunch of HBO content, past Warner Media stuff, so maybe stuff like Babylon 5 will reappear from the 90s, and more will be coming out. Viacom just purchased Pluto TV, which is a free streaming service that they plan to grow and expand and bring more Viacom content to. And really, everybody is racing. So NBC News coming out, Fox News just launched a streaming service, and more.
Interesting. Well, it's going to certainly be fascinating to kind of watch that landscape. And, you know, it is one of the things that if you're a student of the history of the entertainment business, lots of people talk about the golden age of TV being the 50s and 60s. But, boy, I would say that we are in the golden age of content and entertainment. There are so many great choices now. When I say there's not enough time to watch everything, I mean, that's not a mild comment. There is just not nearly enough time to watch everything that is great out there. And I assume you're kind of in the same boat. How do you manage your time and watch everything that everybody tells you about how great it is?
You know, just pick what you like. That's the great thing about TV today is you can really focus in on what interests you and ignore things that don't.
Exactly. But it's hard to ignore some of the great stuff that's out there. So I'm going to ask you one last question of the day. What is the one show you cannot live without, no matter how you get it? What are you watching right now on TV or on the movies?
Oh, I'm rewatching King of the Hill on Hulu right now.
Oh, classic. Interesting. Okay. On that note, we need to wrap it up. Luke, I want to thank you so much. Give us your URL and your YouTube channel name so folks can kind of follow up with you and follow you.
CordCuttersNews.com is our website. And on YouTube, just go to YouTube.com/CordCuttersNews.
There's a lot of great stuff there, folks. If you were just jumping into the pool, so to speak, of how to start saving money and kind of find the stuff you want and only pay for that, he is a wonderful resource. I do want to thank, first of all, as we kind of roll through our thank yous here, thanks to our network provider, Radio America, for bringing our show out to the wonderful stations that carry us across the U.S. I want to also thank my good friend Cody Castleberry. He is the producer and engineer of this show. And when I say he makes it happen, that is not a lie. He makes it happen. He goes back and edits all my words out and makes me sound moderately intelligent. So huge thanks to Cody Castleberry. And thanks for all of you for listening. You know, we are podcast at many of the places you can find podcasts out there, including Apple iTunes and others. If you want to go back and revisit our other shows, please do so. And big thanks to Luke Bauman. Don't forget to visit him at cordcuttersnews.com. And thanks, everyone, for listening. I am Mike Etchart. Thanks for joining us today. We will be back next week with another episode of Popular Technology Radio.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
OhMyGut.info.